Welcome to the Bro vs. Bro podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And this week, we're going to tell you about what we did over our vacation.
We went to the Gullah Fest in Buford, South Carolina.
In case you're wondering, the Gullah Fest is a festival. We went to the one that takes place in Buford, South Carolina that celebrates African heritage. You can, it's a lot of things. There's food, there's stuff you can buy, there's a performance that you can get into. There's a bunch of stuff that goes on.
And it happens around Memorial Day weekend.
Yep. So now we're going to get into the normal flow of this week's of all our podcasts. This week, it's time for this week's joke of the week, which Dane has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemon. It's just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. What do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
I don't know. What do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
A can't opener.
Good joke, Dayton. Now it's time for this week's Big Word of the Week, which will also be presented to us by Dayton.
The Big Word of the Week is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact them at 704-941-0802. The Big Word of the Week is yearn, which is spelled Y-E-A-R-N. Which means to have an intense feeling of longing for something, typically something that one has lost or been separated from.
What's something you yearn for, Dayton?
To get out of school for summer break.
That's a good yearning. All the stuff you get to do off summer break. So now it's time for us to go into this week's Negro League Baseball Player, which of course we're doing for the month of May. This week's Negro League Baseball Player is Andrew Rube Foster. Foster was an American baseball player, manager, and executive in the Negro Leagues. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1981. He played and managed a lot of teams. As a pitcher, Foster played for the Chicago Union Giants, Cuban X Giants, Philadelphia Giants, the Leland Giants, the Chicago American Giants in a span of 1902 to 1917, so about 15 years. And as a manager, he managed the Leland Giants and the Chicago American Giants from 1907 to 1926 between those two teams. So he did a lot of stuff, and he got inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. So seemed very successful in his career.
And did a lot of stuff.
Okay, I mean, sure. Now it's time for this week's Quote of the Week, which we presented to us by Dayton.
The Quote of the Week is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet. With our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Do not worry. Try to appear jolly and unconcerned. I have smiled often with the bases full, with two strikes and three balls on the batter. This seems to unnerve.
That's a really good quote, I think. It's like he's saying, like, if you smile, you know, you can get unnervous or unnerved. I don't know what the word is. But I think that's really good because he's, like, teaching you something. And now it's time for this week's Tech Fact, which Dayton will also tell us about.
The Tech Fact is brought to you by All Type Prints. We're located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. This week's Tech Fact is very interesting. Amazon now sells more ebooks than it does printed books.
Didn't Amazon start as a book selling thing, like the very first?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
And it is said that you read 10% faster from a device, yeah. Than a
from a book
paper.
From a book than a device. So now it's time for this week's book recommendation. This week's book recommendation is The Best Pitcher in Baseball, The Life of Rube Foster, Negro League Giant. So, of course, Rube Foster. This is a book about Rube Foster's life as a Negro League baseball player, all the things that he did, and all the difficulties that he had playing in that league as a manager and player. So, that's this week's book recommendation. And if you would like to send us in a book recommendation or any of these other segments that we've went through or about to go in through, you can contact us at bruhversusbro@outlook.com. And you can win a bunch of cool prizes like...
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Fanny Wanny Manny Packs.
Cheeto Puffs.
Cars.
Boom Shakalaka.
Signed baseballs by me and Easy.
Never seen before.
And much more.
Wow. So that is... Not only that, and also this big llama that's just sitting here. You could also win that. One person. There's only one llama, but, you know, it's a really big llama, and you could get it.
And share it.
With a lot of people. Which, speaking of sharing, brings us into this week's Random Acts of Kindness. This week's Random Acts of Kindness is to talk to someone that you haven't yet. Like someone that doesn't usually have somebody to talk to. You know, like if you talk to them, it can make them smile, and then they could be happy, even though they have the bases loaded with 3 strikes and two balls and three balls and 2 strikes. I got my count mixed up. Anyway, so now it's time for this week's Random Acts of Kindness, which we just went up. So now it's time for the end of this podcast. We're going to give some shout-outs to people who listen to our podcast. Miss Watson, who is a 7th grade ELA teacher at Bradford Preparatory School, and she recently helped us enter a competition that we got on a radio show, and they listened to our podcast, they put us on a radio show. And, well, thanks, Miss Watson.
And the person who interviewed us was Marshall Terry, who is on Charlotte Talks.
Yep, and you can listen to that interview on the Charlotte NPR website.
All you have to do is search up WFAE.
And also, we're going to give a shout out to our cousin Noah, who is a loyal listener to our podcast.
And A.G. Howell, who just won
the primary for
the primary
DA, district attorney. So, and now we can give a shout out to people who make us possible. Our producer/director, BL Self. And this week, our song was To Sir With Love by Don Penn.
Our team mom/security, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, Petey.
Because what we do without a therapy dog. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelts. See you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
This is Bruh versus Bro.